Blog Talk Radio.
Number, so you can try again on another number. Thank you. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Mine was a blast. I hope everybody had a good time. What are you starting over for? Oh, well. I feel sorry for my buddy Clint Davis. I hope he calls in here soon. Because, I mean, poor Clint, he was getting the runaround last night on Facebook. Somebody hacked my buddy Clint Davis. Somebody hacked his Facebook site. And so, it was horrible. I mean, I can only sit and speculate on who it was. And, you know, it was just awful. Your heart goes out to him because here he is. And somebody's hacking his Facebook page. And, I mean, it's horrible. I'm working on our football predictions, as you know, last week. 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. I'm not answering your call. You have called on his show multiple times, acting like an idiot. So, I'm not answering your call. So, stop calling in. You also want to say hello to guest 1714 in the guest room. So, you know, hopefully Clint's all right. I hadn't heard from Clint today. But we're going to try to muster on without the one and only Clint Davis. Sports Fanatic is in. 1-1-1-1. Stop calling in. I'm not answering your number. Every time you've called in 1-1-1-1-1-1-1, you've acted like a total idiot. So I'm not answering your number. So stop calling in, because all you're going to get is a hang-up. Anyway, Sports Fanatic, he is over in the chat room. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, unless your phone number is 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Then I'm not answering your number. So there you go. Oh, was that you, Sports Fanatic? I'm sorry. Sports Fanatic in the house.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. You're supposed to take my call.
All right. Why do idiots do that? Just because you're associated with idiots and I call them out, don't get mad at me. I believe you, sports fanatic. But just because you're associated with idiots, don't call up here being all upset with me. If you want to go blame somebody, go blame JT Tilly. You know? Sports, well, I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. 1111. I'm just going to ignore your number. I see it come up. I'm just going to ignore it. So anyway, I hope everybody's having a good day today. Like I say, we are working on getting mine and Clint's football picks. Like I say, I just really feel sorry. My heart. I mean, somebody hijacked Clint's Facebook account. We got several ideas on who it was, but we cannot put a finger on it yet. So, anyway, we're kind of looking over the football predictions, and me and Clint made some football predictions last week, so I'm in the process of sorting those out, and needless to say, I think Clint kicked my butt. Because I'm sitting here looking at it and, hey, there's 101. Okay. Let's see here. I can't believe he picked that one. God. This is fun stuff, boys and girls. Football season is here, if you haven't noticed. And so all you wives out there, you just might as well get used to it. Hey, there's that game. Who picked that one? Neither one of us picked that one. Oops. So anyway, I hope everybody did have a great weekend. All right. So we got them taken care of. So Clint Armstrong is in the guest room. What's going on, Big Clint? Anyway, like I say, I'm hoping to hear from Clint Davis. He's out there somewhere in Ravioli Land. Got some big news coming out of Springfield, Missouri. Going to be passing that information. Passing on that information, exciting news coming out of Uncivil War, or MMA. I'm going to get some information, make sure this is safe to announce the information I got. Oh, let's see here. Where'd they go? Oh, they disappeared. Let's see here. Uh-oh. There was a Clint Davis sighting. Uh-oh. I hope Clint's okay. So anyway, my weekend was eventful, to say the least. Between breaking keys and car breaking down and fun stuff like that, my event was eventful. So anyway, Once again, we want to say the hello to Clint Armstrong. He is tuning in out there. So let's run down the football picks real quick. Game number one, we had the Jets of New York taking on the Detroit Lions. And I picked the Lions, so that's one for me. Patriots-Eagles, Clint won that one. He picked the Patriots. Clint also picked the Dolphins over the Jaguars. I don't know how the hell that happened. We both tied on the Green Bay-Arizona game. We both picked Green Bay on that one. We also had a tie on the Texas-Minnesota game, as we both picked the Vikings on that one. Saints and Chiefs. All right, we're going to give that one to Clint. Also, the Bears and the Panthers. Clint picked that one. We both picked Dallas over Oakland, so nobody won that one. Giants-Steelers, I picked the Giants. And then in the Sunday night matchup, we had Indianapolis and Buffalo, and Clint picked the Bills. So, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Clint, 1, 2 for me. And let's see, 3 ties. So there you go. We're going to put this in down here somewhere. All right, so there's that. So there's your NFL picks. Apparently, I am not good as picking football as I thought I was. So, let's see here. When's the next? They don't have the next games posted yet. So, as soon as they get this week's preseason games posted, we will do it. Once again, making our predictions and stuff for NFL preseason. See if I can send Clint a message, see where he is at. People asking about the chat room. Chat room is up and running. All right. Once again, like I said, we're going to try to do send Clint Davis. There's Clint Davis. All right. I don't know. Like I say, I'm not going to send that person. There's a person on Facebook under Clint Davis's name, but after everything I saw yesterday, I'm not going to pick it because I don't know if that's Clint or not. Hopefully Clint is within distance. Hey, I know how to get hold of him. Let's see here. Let's try this. Let's go this way. All right. We got some more guests over there in the guest room. 1783, I hope you're a friend. I've been hearing rumors of that. Clint Armstrong in the chat room. I was asking about Clint Davis. I think that was all a work, to be quite honest. I may be wrong. Nothing Clint Davis does surprises me. So, I mean, I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, it could go either way. Apparently, from everything I figured out, it was a, I don't know how to describe it. Uh-oh. All right. So anyway, Clint just texted me back. I think he's going to try to get calling in here in just a second. So hopefully everything's working right. We shall wait and see. But no, to answer Clint Armstrong, Clint, I think it was just mostly kind of a work or something, and because he made it a comment later that it was just a joke, and I don't know. When Clint gets in here with us today, which I hope he gets in here soon, we'll be able to ask him about all this and find out what's what with Clint fighting. Once again, October 25th. That's right. That is the big date. Or no, what is that? I'll talk to 25th. October. I can just pull it up over here. Oh. No. Over here. See, I normally have Clint to pull this stuff up. Because I'm not good at multitasking and... All right. I know they got an event in October, and let's see here. October 26th is the date of that show. October 26th, yes, October 26th, and this is kind of different from the other shows because very limited seating on this. I think they're only calling for about 750 seats being available. So, if you want your tickets, you better get your tickets early because they are going to go fast. So if you plan on going to that show, you better get your tickets early. Extreme Fighting Inc. Extreme Night of Champions is the name of the event. So call your buddies, call your friends, and get ready for a big night of fighting. Also, coming up this coming Saturday in Muskogee, Oklahoma, there is going to be kickboxing Muay Thai, or Muay Thai and kickboxing at the Muskogee, Oklahoma Civic Center. Striking is going to be having an event over there. Doors open at, I believe, 6. Fights are going to start around 7. You can find them on Facebook, or you can find them on the internet, Striking, Striking. Striking Muay Thai kickboxing. Get your tickets in advance and get ready for a good night of Muay Thai and kickboxing action. They just recently announced we got that big event that's going to be going to Kansas City in October. So very excited about that. Once again, you can go You can get your tickets in advance. Ringside is $25. General admission, $15. And then you got, if you buy your tickets online, you do have the little service fees and everything for all that stuff. And then you also have your kids' general admission, which are 10 kids' tickets that are $10 for general admission. But, you know, folks over there at the Muskogee Civic Center, I want to keep wanting to say Convention Center because that's where Fort Smith is going to be. But the Muskogee Civic Center, them guys are very helpful over there. Once again, for ticket information, you could go to www.strikingfights.com, STRIKINGFIGHTS, strikingfights.com. Click on tickets, and they will get you hooked up. I want to say a big shout-out to my buddy. Let's see. I got all kind of buddies. Rick Dreyer. I want to say hello to him. Sean Bales, Clint Armstrong, Johnny Blackburn, Amy Meisner, Chris Shark, Jody, Brandy. Hello to all my buddies out there listening to us today. Got some birthdays and shout-outs we want to hit. One of my favorite people on the planet, my uncle, Carl Sinner, having the big birthday. He's 70-something. So, better watch it. Andy Knabel. I hope I pronounced that last name right. Knabel. I don't know. Happy birthday, Andy. From the Greg Squirrel Show. Khaki Hockersmith. Want to say hello to her. Happy birthday. She's somewhere in that neighborhood. And Dina Matthias Pillow, happy birthday to you from the staff and crew at the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. So, the big news coming out of Springfield is they have signed a limited agreement or an exclusive schedule. So Eric Stevens and the crew up there are happy, and I'm excited because my first big pro event was at this big venue, so I'm excited to be Uncivil War MMA has just signed a 5-fight exclusive deal with the legendary Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri, which this is going to be awesome because now they're moving to pro shows too. So for now, all of Uncivil War events are going to be having amateur and pro fights on the cards. So big exciting news right there. I had to be careful. People don't like the word pimping, obviously. All right. So there you go. We are promoting Uncivil War MMA on the Greg Squirrel and Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. What's wrong with the word pimping? Can somebody call in and ask me that? 347-326-9073. What is wrong with the word pimping? I personally don't find anything wrong with it. It's just a new wave slang. So there you go. I don't know what to say. Some people got unhappy. with me saying pimping. So I guess I won't pimp anything anymore. I'll still promote, but I won't pimp. How's that sound, boys and girls? All right. Oh, I want to say a big congratulations to Jason Duffner. He won the big pro golf tournament over the weekend. Let me see. Where's that at? Right there it is. Let's see here. That's right. Jason Duffner won the PGA Championship. Took home some pretty good jack. $1,445,000. Woo, boy. And just think, his caddy gets 10% of that. How's that grab you? How does that grab you? Grabs me pretty good. I'll go carry a golf bag around for 10%. What is that? $4,500? Something like that. Anyway, yeah, okay, I'll carry a golf bag for that much money. No problem at all. Sean Bales, want to say hello to Big Sean. He's checked into the chat room along with Clint Armstrong and guest 1877. They said you can right-click on those and it'll tell you who it is. All mine says is guest 1877 when I do the little right-clicky thingy. So I don't know. I don't care. You know, as long as you're being good, not acting like an idiot, you're welcome on the show anytime. 347-326-9073 is the phone numbers. I want to say hello, my big buddy Michael Ward, one of the baddest Indians I know. He's out there listening. I want to say hello to my friend Tressa, Kim, Mitzi, Kimberly. Why do I have a lot of female listeners? That's what I want to know. We're not talking clothing or anything like that today. Yet. Clothing conversation could come at any time. But we're talking sports. Once again, big congratulations to Jason Duffner. This is just an awesome story. Undefeated Nick Newell, or not undefeated, but the guy has one arm. And yet, he is just out there kicking it. I mean, this boy is amazing. If anybody's never seen Nick Newell fight, I mean, this guy is just amazing. Ronda Rousey announced that she'll retire when she feels she has made her mark and she's ready to make babies. Okay. Also, I want to say hello to our good buddy Megan Goodwin. She's out there. Hey, Sean Bales in the chat room says it's great to have lady followers. Yeah, it is, as long as they don't turn into stalkers or anything. Clint's going through that right now. I wish we could get Clint. Let me try texting Clint. I got Clint's phone number. I'm going to text him on the phone so I know it's the real Clint Davis and not one of them hackers. All right, so Amy Beakley checks into the chat room today. Those two, Amy and Clint, need to kiss and make up. I don't know what's going on with those two kids, but, you know, you just don't throw away all these years of friendship just because somebody said something and then she goes to apologize. Come on. I'm not trying to tell Clint what to do. It's just, you know, you don't throw away. I don't know how long I don't know how long. Clint's at the police station. So, hopefully he'll call in once he's done that to Pokey. Maybe he's taking care of him. So, anyway, I think we had some baseball today. Oakland beat Toronto 5-1. Texas beat Houston 2-1. I saw an awesome story on Facebook, and I sent this guy a message to try to get him to call in, or if we could set up a time. Let me go find this story. It takes a lot to impress me. And so, I was brought up that, you know, we all put our pants on the same way just because some of us may have more money than other, you know. Basically it comes down to we all get dressed the same way. That's why people like Trump, you know, people like that. Yeah, they got a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, it's nice to have that stuff, but that really doesn't impress me, okay? So, anyway, I was reading a story about a fighter named Jonathan Ivey. And Jonathan Ivey, let me turn the phone off. Jonathan Ivey was scheduled to fight over the weekend in Birmingham, Alabama. Well, 2 days before his fight, his opponent backed out of the fight. So, Jonathan Ivey and some of the other members of his fight team went to the Clash of Champions grappling tournament. I believe it's over there in Tennessee. We got some people. Man, everybody and their dog trying to call in at the same time. So anyway, went back to this story. Jonathan Ivey, he was supposed to fight, his opponent backed out, so he went to the Clash of Champions grappling tournament, which, if I remember correct, is over there near Nashville. Okay. Ivey made all of his opponents tap out in the first round. He won the first prize grand champion. He won a belt. He won cash money prizes. And here's where the story gets cool. Is after him and the people he were there with, they were walking out of the building. And a little boy and his mother came up to ask Jonathan Ivey for his autograph. Okay? After signing the little boy's T-shirt, Jonathan Ivey gave this little boy his championship belt that he had just won that day. And the little boy's mother said, "You can't give him your belt." That's when Jonathan Ivey looked at the mother and said, "I don't collect trophies anymore. Plus, it might influence your son to go after his dreams. So I want him to have this belt." So, Jonathan Ivey, for that right there, you've just earned major cool points in my book. And you are welcome to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Anytime you have something going on, you are more than welcome to call in and we will promote it on this show. And, you know, and I guess this builds because some of the fans in Tennessee has already called Jonathan Ivey a legend. And it's stuff like this, you know, that, like I say, it just really major cool points in my book. So, Jonathan Ivey, if you're missing, we would love to have you call in. If there's anybody out there that knows Jonathan Ivey, please get a hold of him. We would love to have him call into the Greg Squirrel Show. He can look me up on, look the show up on Facebook. He can look me up on Facebook. And we really want to have Jonathan Ivey on the Greg Squirrel Show. So there you go. I saw that story over the weekend, and it just made me go, wow, there's a good guy right there. Clint Armstrong, you might want to send me some more information if that's the fight I'm thinking of, because his opponent was a combat veteran. I think it's bullcrap, because Clint Armstrong just asked me the question, and I think if this is the story I'm thinking of, Garrett, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that last name, Hojiev, was scheduled to fight down in Florida, and the Athletic Commission canceled his fight. 5 minutes. Oh, okay. Different story. Okay, better. Two fighters, one had Down syndrome, one had cerebral palsy. Okay, I briefly heard over this story too. Hey, you know, if they're properly trained, I say why not? Let them if they're properly trained and they want to step into the cage, why not? Let them go. I mean, yeah, I mean, the physician approved them. They went through their pre-fight physicals, just like the rest of the fighters. The physician said they can go, but yet the state of Florida, I feel, overstepped their boundaries. I mean, these guys obviously are properly trained, or else they wouldn't have been in this situation. So let me know what you think, fight fans. 347-326-9073. I'd kind of like to get some feedback on this. We're cutting the show short today because my car broke down, so I've got to go pick up my car here in a little bit. So we're going to cut the show off at 5. So we got about 25 minutes. Call in, give me your comments on this. 347-326-9073. Like I say, if these guys were properly trained, I'm like, let them go, because, you know, there's some people, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and I have seen these guys. I have seen people with muscular dystrophy confined to a wheelchair do a demonstration at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And I have seen these people, they don't let the wheelchair stop them. And, I mean, this, just like this guy with the United States, I can't remember his name. I'm going to get his name and ingrain it in my brain, because this was such a cool guy. But, I mean, he sat there, he had four different attackers coming at him doing different things, and he was showing how to defend them all off. And, I mean, he did not let that wheelchair stop him. So, just like this situation down in Florida, both these fighters were properly trained. Clint Armstrong has trained with these guys, and they can hold their own. So, why not let them in the cage? I mean, I hate more than anything, if they're not willing to put limitations on themselves, then why should we? What do you think about that, Clint? Do you agree with that? if they're not putting limits on themselves, if they're overcoming the obstacles that they face day to day, then who are we to stop them? Who is the athletic commission to stop them? I don't think they should be, personally. 347-326-9073. Call in with your comments and questions on this subject. Oh, man. Good stuff right there. Clint, I appreciate you bringing that up, brother. There was another situation where, and that's the story I thought Clint was originally talking about. There was a fight. I can't remember where it was, but the guy was a combat vet, but yet he was making his MMA debut. And so, because both these guys were making their MMA debuts, if I remember the story correct. But yet, because he was a retired military, he did some short time in the military, but because he was a combat vet, they would not let them fight each other. Okay? Here's my issue on that. It's one thing if this guy is, you know, 10-0, 15-0, or whatever. You know where I'm getting at with this. You know, but these guys are making their MMA debuts. So I don't think the commission should have put a stop to that fight. They should have let them. They should have let him go ahead and fight. All right. Whew. Want to say hello to Cassidy Gunneman and my boys over at Iron Core Athletics. They got some great stuff going over there. I also want to say hello to Marty Kell, Arkansas School of Martial Arts. If you're interested in learning some self-defense, world's getting crazy out there, ladies and gentlemen. So all I can recommend, the world's getting crazy, so you need to get into a self-defense class because not everybody has access to firearms, you know. So I say get in a good self-defense class, learn some good martial arts, learn how to protect yourself. So that way you don't become a victim of some idiot deciding he wants your purse, you know. Very dear friend of mine, Ring Card Girl out of Tennessee. Hadn't heard from her in a couple of days. So I was able to get a hold of her, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, you know. And she had been attacked because somebody wanted her purse. So she had been laid up in the hospital. So, anyway, all I can say is, people, you need to get learn some self-defense, learn how to protect yourself, and, you know, don't be the victim, which is one of the mottos of Krav Maga, which is what I study. I study Krav Maga, and our philosophy is make the attacker the victim. Don't be the victim. Make the attacker the victim. So there you go. I'm still wondering about my buddy Clint Davis. He is at the Popo. Apparently, he might have found out who I hacked his Facebook and has been harassing him. And we had to make fun of it. You know, it was obvious that this person wasn't Clint by just some of the comments that were being made. So, somebody made up the idea, well, somebody needs, all these comments are getting boring because that whoever it was basically using the same boring crap time after time. Anybody who said anything, it was F this, F that, F you this, F you that. So, I forget who it was, made the recommendations, said we should work in some Star Wars and Star Trek references. Now, I'm not going to say anything, but I did not know that Clint Davis had an affair with Jabba the Hutt. Did you read that? Clint Davis did the doggy with Jabba the Hutt. Man, man, man. Personally, I would have picked Orion Slave Girl from Star Trek if it was me, but hey, that's how I roll. I am not racist. I am an equal opportunity dater. Green, purple, black, white, pink and purple polka dots, if that's what tickles your fancy. But, you know, like I say, anybody who was on Facebook and seeing the comments that was being made under the disguise of now, anyway, whoever it was, oh, I thought somebody was talking to me. I heard this. Never mind. Wow. Don't you just love it when you're walking down the mall and you hear a little kid singing the Cupid Shuffle? I about laughed my butt off walking down the mall the other day, and I heard this little 6-year-old, 7-year-old girl. She didn't know the words. She knew the tune, though. Walking down the street, yeah, walking. It was funny. I don't know what Sean Bills is up to. He keeps logging out, logging back in, logging out, logging back in. Hey, here's my word of advice, ladies and gentlemen, and take this advice to heart. Okay? Here's my word of advice for today. And you might have saw it on Facebook the other day, but I'm going to repeat it here on the Greg Squirrel Show. My word of advice of the day is don't trust Whitey, and he hates those cans. Remember that. Don't trust Whitey, and he hates those cans. Okay, there we go. Sean Bell's computer's going psycho. All I need is my thermos. What movie is that from? Can you guess? I need some new haters. Because all the old ones are starting to like me. Don't know if that means anything. Yeah, but I need some new haters because the old ones are starting to like me. So there you go. Let's see. Where was that other one? Oh, there it is. Oh, and I was born a poor black child. Yeah, don't forget that. So remember, I was born a poor black child. Don't trust Whitey. And he hates those cans. There you go. Amy, what are you doing? Amy Beakley's in the chat room. She's really wanting to make amends with Clint. Apparently, Amy might have said some stuff that was a little brutal the other day. And so, she's, trying to make up with Clint, you know. She says she regrets what her and Clint Davis got into an argument. She regrets what she said. And now she's just wanting to make up and get along with old times. We got about 8 minutes left on the show, boys and girls. 347-326-9073. Don't forget, no football tonight. Bummer. Oh, by the way, what happens when Arkansas Razorbacks win the national championship? I have to go turn off my Xbox. Hey, anything's possible, you know. We got a new coach, Brett Bielema. So anything's possible. You say, oh, now what? Now, Amy, what are you talking about? Okay, anybody who wants to talk, oh, Clint, don't be a doo-doo head. I think you kids just need to have a sit down and work this stuff out. I'm not trying to interfere or anything. It's just, you guys have been friends way too long. And so y'all just need to kiss, make up, all that fun stuff. I know Amy's wanting to, but we got to get Clint to work along with this. Let's see here, where are we going? Uh-oh. Oh, he's into... Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my little buddy Clint Davis.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, just living the life, I guess. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, man, I saw some bad internet rumors about you last night, man.
Yeah, I saw some pretty good stuff, too. It's
something about you and Jabba the Hutt. And I'm like, what?
Jabba the Hutt. I don't even watch all that stuff.
Did we find out who it was?
I have no idea, man, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was logged out of locked out of Facebook yesterday for about, I guess altogether about 5 hours. But I was looking in my settings. I had a buddy of mine that told me you can look in your settings and see people logged in. I had a notification that somebody logged in at about I don't know, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, I think, or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So somebody was in there for a while before all the festivities went down.
Oh. And no idea who it was.
Oh, well, I've got ideas, but I can't go off, confronting people again like I did last time, you know.
Oh, okay. No pipe bombs this time.
No, trying for no pipe bombs. You know, when I mysteriously got my tires slashed by the ninja that's running around the neighborhood, I did some confronting to the people who were responsible, and it didn't turn out well.
Cool. I'm glad
did you hear Barry White did a commercial for XFI Live? He came back from the dead?
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna
baby.
I'm going to have to go listen to it when I go get my car off. Carpet cut.
Do it, man. It's it's a good commercial. Barry White, XFI Live.
There was a point Saturday I felt like joining Barry White.
Really?
Oh, man. Saturday. Well, it all started Friday, you know, because I had the fashion show up at Dillard's. So Saturday night or Friday night, I went to pick up the trailer that I used to haul my equipment, and it's padlocked to a tree, so nobody will run off with the trailer.
Right.
Well, so I break the key off in the padlock. So I have to go to Walmart, buy a set of bolt cutters to cut the lock off.
You know, the police can do that for free, right?
Oh, well, it was 3 o'clock in the a.m. There were no police around.
Oh, then somebody should be on standby.
Oh, okay. Well, so anyway, so that's where so got that taken care of, and I calmed back down, went and had a fun time at Dillard's, emceeing their fashion show for back-to-school clothing for kids. So then I'm driving home, and my car dies halfway down the interstate between Fayetteville and Rogers.
Mm.
So here I am standing out there in my Panama Jack outfit. Had to get a tow truck to haul my car to the Dodge dealership. Come to find out there was an idle arm and my alternator had gone out.
That's an easy fix.
Yeah. $800 easy fix.
Mm. Man, I could have got you fixed up for about $120.
Well, every time I try texting you, just somebody's telling me F you.
I'm sorry about that. it wasn't on a text message. Nobody had my phone that I know of.
Well,
hey,
I did
find something out about these iPhones. You can go into your settings, and you can type in, somebody pointed this out to me, you can go into your settings and you can type in somebody else's phone number and start getting their text messages.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Well, there you go.
It's a little creepy.
Yes, just a little. So anyway, you missed I ran down our football stuff, our football
Uh-oh.
Picks.
Yeah, what happened? What happened? Who's
yeah,
good?
You,
who's
you,
not?
You spanked me like a redheaded stepkid.
Ah! Oh, yeah. What?
Give us some
details here. Give us a little recap.
Okay, Jets and Lions. I picked the Lions. Lions won.
Right.
Patriots, Eagles, you had the Patriots. I picked the Eagles, so you got that one. Somehow the Dolphins managed to beat the Jaguars, and you picked that one.
Yeah.
We both picked Green Bay over Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
We both picked the Vikings over Texas, which I hardly ever root for the Vikings. And then you had the Saints over the Chiefs. You had the Panthers over the Bears. We both picked the Cowboys over Oakland. And then I picked the Giants over the Steelers. And then you had Buffalo. You picked Buffalo over Indianapolis. So the final tally was Greg 2, Clint 5, 3 ties.
Nice.
Shut up.
that's pretty cool there. You know, I do the same thing during bowl season, which is going away, by the way, I hear. The SEC is supposed to have a guaranteed bowl spot for at least 10 of its 14 members beginning in 2014. Now, I don't know why they're saying that, because they're getting rid of the BCS. And so, I mean, so how are they going to do this bowl thing?
I have no clue, brother. I have yet to jump in the cyst pool that is the BCS.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea how that's all going to go down.
Wow. Following the semifinals, the next highest ranked SEC team will advance to the Sugar Bowl. Also in years, the Discover Orange Bowl does not host the national semifinals. A team from the SEC, Big Ten, or Notre Dame will play in the Orange
Notre
Bowl.
Notre Dame, please.
Yeah, how do they turn this one out? I don't get how they make that happen.
I can't say this because you're a Yankees fan, so.
Correct.
But it kind of reminds me of the Yankees. I am tired of having the Yankees forced down our throat every week.
They're not forced down our throat.
Yes, they are. Every time you turn around, it's New York. They ain't prominent in my book.
Well, they've got more World Series titles than anybody else in the history of anything ever.
Yeah, and my granddad has that. Never mind. Never mind. I started to tell on Pops.
What's going on with RG3? Have you seen?
I have not seen. I don't know.
He's set for more work. I don't know what that means. I think they're going to get him in full team drills here.
Uh-oh.
Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III said he will return to full team work Tuesday, another step in his goal of playing in the season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. He remains clear about his thoughts on the plan that Washington has for him. Excuse me. He knows what it is, but accepting and often understanding it has been difficult.
Yeah. Well, he's been saying ever since he got hurt, he's been saying he's going to play this year.
Yeah, he was my fantasy football quarterback last year. And, I was talking about one of my leagues that I'm in. They decided to auto-draft for some stupid reason. And this was about five weeks ago. Yeah,
so
I need to go look this thing up. I need to tell you who I've got as my fantasy starter. So I've got a pretty decent squad, but I had to get rid of Russell Wilson, and I picked up RG3. I traded.
Right. So you may score more than you did in high school.
Uh-huh. Dude, I had a kid right out of high school, so I don't even want to go into that one.
Oh.
All right, here's my starting quarterback is Robert Griffin III. On the bench, I have Ben Roethlisberger. My three wide receiver core, Dez Bryant, Dwayne Bowe, and Pierre Garçon. My two running backs, Steven Jackson from Atlanta and Arian Foster from Houston. Tight ends, I've got Jason Witten and Martellus Bennett, who used to be with the Giants. Now he's with the Bears, Dub Bears. Also have Kenny Britt, wide receiver on the bench. I have Phil Dawson as my kicker for San Francisco, and my two defenses are New England and Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
That's my fantasy football lineup there, folks. My team name is NWO. I am the NWO for life.
There you go.
That is in the Epic Game Time League. And then my league that I started is called Bloodbath and Beyond. This is my second year with... This is my second year with Bloodbath and Beyond. Let me read you some of the team names we've got in here. These are my friends. These are all my friends. We've got NWO, which is me. We've got Too Much Johnson for You. We have Siskulator, right? Oh, they get better. Just hold on. We have Siskulator, which is my boy Brian Sicily from up north. The Bama Bolts. Ryan's Runners, Jay's Dogs. Then we have 3-inch Egg Roll.
Hillbilly Steve!
Then we have Tuck Fexus. Then we have Thunder Niners. And then we have the Brownies. That's our lineup there.
Tuck Fexus, eh?
Tuck Fexus. What they say.
Wow.
I forgot who all is in my league. My buddy Steven, Jay, Ryan, Brent, Brian, Brandon, and Clint. Brent, Brian, Brandon, and Clint. We've got a lot of B's and one good C.
Yeah.
And then Ronnie and who else is in my league? I don't know who this 10th person is. Maybe Cass, maybe. I don't remember. 13 days until we have the draft. Our draft is currently scheduled for Sunday, August 25th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Your roster will remain empty until after your league's draft.
Have you seen that video for the customers of Walmart?
The people of Walmart?
The people of Walmart. Well, I got a new addition to it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Just imagine Shamu the killer whale in a skin-tight dress wearing a thong and a skid mark.
And a skid mark.
And a skid mark.
Holy crap.
Yes. Luckily I hadn't ate anything yet because that would have came up real fast like.
Yeah, I guarantee you. We've got trying to find the right link. We've got predictions for the bowl games.
Season's not even started yet.
Yeah, I know. Hello.
It's Mama Squirrel.
Craig Squirrel Show, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Caller from Philadelphia.
Caller from Philadelphia. You're on the line. This is Harry Carey.
I thought that was, what was his name? The old guy.
Harry Carey.
What was his name?
Larry Carey?
No, I can't remember the guy's name. He was on CNN before it was even created.
Larry King, yeah.
Yes, Larry King. Larry King,
caller
from Frisco. Jesus, people, leave him alone.
Fayetteville, Arkansas, you're on the air.
Fayetteville, Arkansas, you're on the air, you slimeball.
Here's a guy who's from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Holy cow, look at the kid of the sombrero.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Loudest
home phone I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to meet my sister at 5:30. Leave me alone.
You need to stop doing stuff like that.
Well, no. I got to go meet my sister to pick my car up.
Do you want to hear the bowl projections for this coming season?
All right, I know we're still talking preseason, but go ahead, give me the bowl predictions.
All right, let me find the significant ones here. Oregon State, they've got the Beavers going to the Las Vegas Bowl.
Beavers in the Vegas Bowl. That sounds.
Lots of Beavers in Las Vegas, Nevada. Air Force and East Carolina are playing in the Hawaii Bowl.
The Hawaii Bowl? They still got a bowl?
Yep. Wow. Yep. Every year it's down in Hawaii.
Ba-doom. Well, I knew.
Cincinnati and Florida State, the Russell Athletic Bowl. When the hell did this thing come onto the scene? Texas Tech. Will be in the, you guessed it, the Texas Bowl. That'll be a Big 12 6 versus Big 10 6. Notre Dame and Rutgers are in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York at Yankee Stadium. Baylor and Nebraska.
Wow.
Baylor and Nebraska. The Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. One of these days, I'm really going to work on my Harry Carey impression, and I'm going to master it.
Yes, you got to work on your Harry Carey impression. Give me some more bowls.
It's not good. I'll give you some more bowls. Kansas State and Arizona. The Holiday Bowl, San Diego.
All right.
Oklahoma and USC. They've got OU going to the Alamo Bowl this year. Now here's a team that's going to the Alamo Bowl.
All right.
I don't think that that's going to happen. That's Big 12 number 3 team against Pac 12 number 2 team. And we've got North Carolina and UCLA. Who cares? Tulsa. Tulsa is going to be in the Liberty Bowl, is what they're saying. Wow. I'm going to Vegas with these picks. Miami and South Carolina, Chick-fil-A Bowl. Michigan at Florida. Oh, yeah. The Chick-filler Bowl. There's a new bowl here, Squirrel. It's called the Heart of Dallas Bowl. What the hell?
Hey, they got to do something with Jerry World, so they might as well put another bowl down there. Come on.
Jerry World. Speaking of Jerry World, Wisconsin and LSU have nothing to do with Jerry World. Wisconsin and LSU, Capital One Bowl, Texas A&M and TCU in the Cotton Bowl, Vanderbilt in Connecticut, the Compass Bowl, Bowling Green, Western Kentucky, blah, 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 nobody cares, Texas and Boise State. They've got Texas picked to win the Big 12 this year. Texas and Boise State going to the Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State and Stanford going to the Rose Bowl. Georgia and Oklahoma State going to the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma State? They've got the... Now, how does that work? Anyway. Clemson, Louisville, Orange Bowl. And
the
national championship is Alabama and Oregon.
Alabama, Oregon for the national championship.
That is correct.
I
and
don't
course,
see it happening, but, you know.
Alabama will win that because they're the only team that pays their players. And
Well, you heard what I said earlier. You know what fans do when Arkansas Razorbacks win the national championship?
They turn off their Xbox and go to bed.
Yeah, I go over and turn off my Xbox. All right, buddy. Hey, I got to head out of here. I got to go pick my car up. You want to finish up the show or you just want to cut it off now?
Oh, we can. I'm just going to sit here and talk to myself. If I did, that wouldn't work out very well. No, we go ahead and knock it off, and I've got some people I got to call. XFI Live tomorrow at noon. Plan on having, I don't know if you say his name, Honaker or Honaker. I don't know how you, Bobby.
Bobby
one
Honaker.
Of our fighters. Okay, Bobby Honaker. Yeah, I need to learn how to pronounce his name. I feel like an idiot now. got to get a hold of him to have him on the show tomorrow. Going to make a big introduction. Anyway, and my mom just shot me a message, my dear sweet mother.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Mama Davis.
Yeah, XFI Live tomorrow, high noon, blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live.
All right, buddy.
See everybody
there. Glad you got to call in.
Yeah, me too, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Always, always. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, buddy.
We're out of here. Join us tomorrow, 4 p.m., right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. See ya!